Yes, you're closing.
Yes, we are, very sadly. We've been struggling over the last 6 months as very much of the small business sector. We've tried to hang on in there and diversify with a few products left, right and centre. But unfortunately, the footfall has diminished quite a lot, particularly for our age group that we cater to for hardware. I've hung in there and thought of alternative ways to still service my loyal customers over the years. And what I've come up with is basically SOS hardware to your door. So basically that means if, where we're physically not operating from a shop, the same product range will be available on Facebook or online to have a view. And the idea is that people pick up the phone, my number's on there, they can text me and phone me within the local Bitton Park area. I live in Mouse Hole Lane. And if I've got the product, within half an hour to 10 minutes, I'll deliver the product to your door.
So you've been here 8 years, is that
8
right?
8 years, and yeah, nearly 8 years. Every month and every year has been terrifically happy, apart from the 8 weeks of the road closures. That was the sore point. That was the damage, and we predicted losses, and since September last year, we've been dropping £300 a week because
of it. Part of the reason, you know, are you concerned about there being another lockdown?
Definitely, because what a lockdown does is not only changes shopping habits, but also it actually puts you into a position where you have to conform to a new way of rules, which some people might like, some people might not. Some like the idea of having the freedom to walk into a shop and browse and get the service. But unfortunately, rules are there for a particular reason, and some people will say, OK, well, I'll stay at home and I'll order online. So the alternative is taking place. I hope there is a good balance for both people, really. When none of us are saying lockdown is wrong or this or that, I think eventually we will arrive at a good balance where people do want to shop, but they know that it's going to be a different way.
Can you talk about what's coming here next? I mean, obviously, I'll talk to the people as well, and it's not your thing. But
I was approached very quickly, literally within days of announcing. A local couple are looking at transforming this into an arts and crafts centre, whereby independent artists, exhibition people want to bring their product and basically, yeah, give it more of an art. I think of a good needed place, because where the big exhibition halls are not locked down, yeah. Perhaps this is a shared how it will work, because it's a shared expense from people. There's not one individual relying on the rent. And I think good luck to them. I wish the shop was a bit bigger for them, but I think from small they can only grow big.
I guess they don't all have to be in here at the same time.
I don't know many details, but no. I'm hoping, Sam, that you can talk to them and give them the boost that you've given all of us when we first started here.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.